Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away. That is the only thing you need to take away from this morning. Jesus does not want to lose you. He does not want to lose you. The word there, the Greek word for falling away, is actually a very important word in the Bible. It occurs all over the place. It's the Greek word scandalizo, where we get our English word scandal. So Jesus doesn't want there to be a scandal for you, where you fall away. So it could be translated to keep you from falling away, to keep you from being offended, to keep you from stumbling, to keep you from going astray. Any of these gets the point across. Jesus does not want to lose you. Now, here's a little bit interesting thing about this word, though. Some Greek dictionaries say that the root word, Greek word scandalon, comes from animal traps. So they don't all say this, but a number of them do say that scandalon is, you know, in an animal trap, the scandalon is the little triggering device where you set the bait. So most of you are very familiar with the old mouse traps, the little mouse trap. So you put the cheese or the peanut butter on the scandalon, and when the mouse comes and touches it, boom, it triggers the trap and catches it. So of course, in this case, Jesus has told us that these things are traps, and he doesn't want us to get trapped, to fall away. So very much Jesus is like a mother mouse here. Picture Jesus as the mother of these mice saying, "Now look, here's this trap, and it looks good, and there's cheese, and you love cheese, and there's peanut butter, and you love peanut butter, but trust me, you don't want to go there." And that's what Jesus is doing. He's telling us, watch out, these are traps. You will lose your faith. He doesn't want you to get into the devil's snares. Now, in the scriptures, the word also has another meaning besides this idea of a trap. It has the idea of, like, you're walking on a path, and then there's a rock in front of you. That would be a scandalon, a rock that's going to make you stumble and trip on the path. I think today in English, our phrase would be throwing a wrench in the gears. That's kind of the idea here. You jam up the process. You're walking and here's a rock. It causes you to stumble and fall. Now, Jesus says that he himself is a scandalon, a rock, if we want to save ourselves by our works. So if I'm walking thinking, oh, I'm a pretty good guy, God's going to take me to heaven, you know, Jesus is a rock that we're going to trip over. Because he's the one that says, no, you're a sinner, I died on the cross for your sins. But in this case, the scandal on the rock are these traps of the devil. We're following Jesus, we believe in him, but he says, watch out for these rocks that are going to make you stumble and fall. So finally, then, what are these traps? What are these rocks? What's going to make you stumble and fall? What do you need to watch out for? Well, there are many, right? You know this. There are many traps. There are many sufferings that can make you lose your faith because you start to question if God is really good. There are many temptations where if you follow the temptation and go into the trap, it can make you lose your faith. There are many sins that can trap us and trip us up. Now, I'm going to talk about a few of those at the end, but the main one, the main trap that Jesus talks about in John chapter 15 is that the world will hate you. And I think that's kind of interesting. It's not, you know, if I asked you, what do you think is the biggest trap Christians face? You probably wouldn't say this one. But Jesus is very concerned about you falling away because the world will hate you. And in fact, if we think about this a little bit, which we're going to, many, many Christians have fallen away simply because the world has said, we hate you. We don't like you. We think you Christians are wrong and maybe even dumb. So, if you don't believe me, I want to give you his exact words so you know what I mean. Jesus says in John chapter 15, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So you and I have to get used to this idea that we as Christians are going to be different. You're going to be different. And you might as well just accept it and get on with your Christian life. Okay? We have a problem with this because we don't like to be different. You know, we would rather, it's so much easier, of course, right? We would rather just fit in. We'd rather be normal, quote, normal, so that then everybody would just accept us, the culture would accept us, we'd be in harmony with the rest of the world, everything would be easy and good and right. But we're not. We're not the same. We're not normal in the world sense. We are different simply because we're Christians. Jesus says we're not, quote, of the world. Which is to say, our cares and our virtues are different than the world's. So, because of all this, there is going to be times that the world will not like you. And this has caused many, many Christians to fall away. You have to be aware of this. It's the devil's trap. The world isn't going to like you. Okay, it's hard for us to accept this. But how many Christians have fallen away from Jesus simply because here comes the world and says, everything you learn as a Christian, that's all weird and wrong and dumb. How many times has this happened? The world says the church is out of touch. The church is out of date. The church is stuck in their old traditions. I mean, you name it. This has an effect on us. It hurts. We feel like, oh, well, there must be something wrong with us. The world has said, we hate your church's rules. We hate your church's liturgies. We hate your church's customs and antiquated beliefs. And even more recently, we hate your church's teachings on sexuality. We hate your church's teachings on marriage, and we hate your church's teaching on sin. And you see what this is. This is this nicely baited trap all ready for you. And you walk into it and you say, yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right. We must be wrong. There must be something wrong with us because otherwise everybody would like us. So if everybody's not liking us and they're not liking our teaching, well, I must be wrong here. And you see, Satan traps you and you start to question Jesus and you question if the church really knows anything and you fall away. Now, if you think I'm making this up, forget about it. This is happening right now. People are leaving in droves from the church, especially young people. And all you do, go Google it. You'll get all the statistics. They're incredibly scary. The number of children that are confirmed or grow up in the church that through high school and college don't come back. Why is this happening? A lot of it is simply because they get out in the world and the world says, all that stuff you learned in church, we hate all that stuff. That's what happens. The world will hate us. If you are a young person in here today, there are some of you, high schoolers, some that we just confirmed recently, some in college, please hear me this morning. There will be times the world will not like you simply because you are a Christian and you believe that the Bible is true. And if any of us can't accept that, then we are in danger of falling away. Why will the world hate us? Well, Jesus says, look, don't worry, it's not you. They hated me before you. The world hates Jesus because Jesus calls us out on our sin and we don't like it. And so, if we follow Jesus, we can count the world will hate us also. So don't walk into the trap. Don't fall away. Please, dear Christians, don't fall away. He's told you all this beforehand so that when it happens, you're going to be ready for it. Yes, there will be plenty of times the world says, they don't like you. That's okay. You're going to be all right. All that means is just that the devil is working really, really hard. But you don't have to be afraid, and I'll tell you why. There's one simple reason. You and I, as Christians, even if the world hates us or doesn't like us, we do not have to be afraid. And it's because we have something that is far stronger than the world's hatred. What do we have? The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus, friends, is stronger than any hatred. In John chapter 15, this is so wonderful, it works all together so well. Right before he talks about the world hating us, this is what he says. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. The answer to hatred is love. Jesus' love is stronger than any trap that the devil is going to set for you. It's stronger than any hatred the world is going to throw at you. He loves you. You are his friends, he says. He loves his friends. Think about the 10 disciples that, you know, Jesus is talking here to the 12 disciples. Well, Judas, of course, committed suicide. John would die of old age. But the other 10 of them, all 10 of them were martyred. So, I mean, these words were actually pretty important to them. The world hated them, 10 of them, and killed them for it. But they laid down their life in love for their friends. We are their friends. We are the friends of those 10 disciples. They laid down their lives for us so that we too would not fall away. Don't fall away, friends. I am begging you. These are traps that Satan sets to kill your soul. Don't fall away. Peter also talks about it. He says, right, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. So Peter, you know, imagine that. He's saying the same thing Jesus says. Here Satan's got all his traps set for you. What are you going to do? Keep loving earnestly. Love covers sins. Hatred doesn't. You know, just think about this. How often does the world try to cover up the bad things they've done with hatred and anger? That's one of our natural reactions. We don't like being told we've done something wrong, so we get angry about it. But Peter says, no, hatred's not going to cover up a sin. Love is. Love covers a multitude of sins. And love can even cover hatred. So your solution to all of this is love, the love of Jesus Christ. Keeping yourself in his love, which of course means keeping yourself in his word in the Lord's Supper, this is how you will not fall away. Finally then, I'm going to take just a couple more minutes. I want to tell you, now these are not in the gospel reading, but I want you to be aware of three other traps that I think are being used a lot by the devil right now on all of us. It's not going to take me long. Just three other traps you should be aware of. The first one is busyness. You have to be aware of this trap. Busyness in itself, we say, well, that's not bad. But it is a trick of the devil that he uses all the time. See, when you're too busy, then you don't have time to think about the long term, the more important, the more complex things of life. And this is what Satan counts on. So don't fall away because of busyness. You've got to clear your schedule. You've got to clear your schedule. There are very few things that are more important than being at church and Bible class and Sunday school. Very few things. There are basically almost nothing more important than doing your prayers and your devotions every day. You've got to clear out your schedule. It's a trap that the devil uses. The second one that I wanted to mention is the individualism. This is that thing in our culture that I don't know if it's ever in history been as bad as it is right now, that we're all about ourselves. Me, me, me. Everything is about me. And we kind of think the goal of life is that I would be entertained nonstop. And then what happens is, if something doesn't make me feel good, then I think it must be wrong. And this is the trap the devil's setting. He'll say, well, church is boring, doesn't make me feel that good, therefore it must be wrong. Don't fall into this trap. Everything is not about us. Okay, we come to church because we're here for Christ and for others. So don't fall away because of this snare of me, me, me. Finally, the last one. The devil is always setting this trap, this lie, that if we're Christians, everything should go right. Now, this one's been around forever. This is not a new one by any stretch of the imagination. But it is a deadly trap for our soul. If you think that because you're a Christian, that everything is going to go perfectly for you, then the devil has you in his trap and he will get you to fall away. Instead, we have to remember that all of us as Christians are sinners. Okay, and we live in a world that will have much adversity. There will be much suffering. Okay, and when we suffer, that is when we're side by side with Jesus. Okay, not when everything is going well. So don't fall into that trap either. Satan has so many traps. He wants to get you to fall away. But Jesus today, here is your mother mouse warning you about them, saying, yes, it looks appealing, but don't go there. Because Jesus does not want to lose you. He loves you, and anything or anyone that tells you otherwise is a trap of the devil. So, hey, if the world is going to hate us, let it. Because the love of Jesus covers everything. In his name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.